My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi everyone, I'm Rachel Zoe and you're listening to Climbing in Heels. This show is all about celebrating the most extraordinary superwomen who will be sharing their incredible journeys to the top, all while staying glamorous. Okay, I love this week's guest so much. We fell in love in Paris just before COVID. We had met each other a few times and she's truthfully one of the most down-to-earth, coolest girls I've ever met. And I say girl, but she's a woman, but she's a girl, but she's a woman. She's both. Okay. The wonderful Nikki Reed is joining me today and she is such an incredible light and a force. From actor and writer to jewelry designer and entrepreneur, Nikki's work is honestly the most incredible example of how creativity can evolve and change throughout our lives, throughout a never-ending career, multifaceted career. She's the mother of two children. She's married to Ian Somerhalder. You may have heard of him. Also, the sweetest, kindest, most down-to-earth guy ever. And she may be my favorite fictitious vampire to grace the screen. And she knows that I love that about her. Fangirl. Nikki had a lot to share today, and I'm so excited to share this episode with all of you. So let's get right into it. I'm surrounded by extraordinary women, as are you, and all doing great, big, amazing things and at the top of their fields, whatever that field may be. But I think what's most important to getting to where we see women winning or where you may feel like you're winning in life, it's that journey to get there that is unique, that is sometimes terrifying, that sometimes dark and sometimes extraordinary lonely. And lonely and all the things
and scary and challenging and pushing you to your limit and also the most rewarding when you feel like you've put on those heels and you've been climbing
and in heels
the but metaphor.
it is because I feel like I feel like the heels part of this whole thing is really how we all choose to like embrace the powers of being a woman, right? And I think as we all know, those powers can be taken advantage of, they can be disregarded, they can be squashed by other women, they can be squashed by men. can be squashed just in general. By the way, we can squash our own.
Ourselves, yeah.
Ourselves, which I am so
That's
guilty
really
of.
The conversation to have too, is right. like how right. to manifest and see beyond our own, you know, limitations that we kind of, that are like self-induced, mm-hmm. that we, you know, maybe have been conditioned to think or envision, and how we can't get beyond that sometimes until we have our own breakthrough.
1,000%. And I think I definitely say that very loudly to anybody who will listen. Like, you know, I trip over myself probably the most in my life, right? Like, I'm like, people will be like, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. And I'll be like, nah, you know? And so I love talking to women who have had their own unique journeys, because I think it's so important to share those things. And I think your journey is so incredibly unique. I'd love to hear, you know, obviously whatever you're comfortable speaking about, of course, but I think to the extent that like we can understand, like how did you start? You grew up here, right? You grew up in LA?
I did. Oh goodness. Back to the beginning. So, you know, it was when you were sitting there talking about how you trip over yourself sometimes, as we all do, I was thinking about, not only is it so important to be your own champion in a sense, but also to surround yourself with people that will champion you, yeah. you know, and that is something that I've seen you do so well, is surround yourself with women that believe in you as much, if not more sometimes, than you can believe in yourself.
Definitely more.
And, you know, we can talk about why it's so important to have that, you know, female power and presence. Men are wonderful and amazing and so important too, but there's something very specific about like that unity with women. And you have the coolest and best core group of amazing badass women around you. And I'm like just so honored that in some small way you consider me in your, you know, orbit.
I consider you a lot. You and some of my favorites, and Sarah Olson, and like all the girls, the best women, best girls and women, because we are girls and women.
And on that note, you were one of the first that really believed in my business. And I want to just take a second here to talk about what it feels like to have somebody walk a path, you know, ahead of you, and then turn around and extend a hand back to you. And that is what you've done for me. And I couldn't go 5 minutes into this without just sharing how much that means to me. You know, because as you talk about my, you know, origin story, it's so weird to talk about yourself, isn't it? Yes. But here we are. And as you talk about that, I can't help but think about, you know, I'm entirely self-made, if you will. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how else to phrase that, but I didn't have, you know, I've been working very hard for a very long time, putting one foot in front of the other and figuring it out and using, you know, beating down any door that was locked, and, you know, using innovation and creativity and thinking outside the box, and, you know, chasing, passion and inspiration. And, you know, those things sometimes, I read something once, and I've kind of used it as like the model in my life, which is you have to sometimes seek out inspiration and seek out passion. It's not like it just lands on your lap and you wake up one day and go, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do with my life. I mean, sometimes you do, but that's not always built in, right? Sometimes you have to put yourself in situations that bring forth that creativity or that inspiration or that passion. And it's sort of like the analogy of like my brother was born with a very gifted hand as an artist. He's so talented. I mean, he can paint and sketch and draw in ways that I just wasn't born with that hand.
Same.
So I had to seek out and chase that. You know, and here I am. My job is actually sketching and, you know, using that hand to sketch jewelry and design. But I wasn't necessarily born with that. And so, you know, you have to find that. And anyway, I am. So the origin story of being, you know, self.
No, but it's very interesting because, listen, we'll get into it more later. But I think that when you are a creative person, a creative force, that manifest in a myriad of ways. And they come out at different points in your life. And sometimes you need to do things first to have those kind of come out, you know?
And so it's also, how do we define creativity? Like in this chapter of my life, having left, you know, the only career I had ever known, which was acting and writing, but having left that, you're so sweet.
By the way.
The transition into something that was totally unknown and really taking a leap of faith, a leap of, you know, a leap of everything, was so scary. And creativity comes in so many different forms. And that's what I had to realize is I didn't let go of being an artist. I just transitioned that creativity into a new space. Operations can look like creativity, you know, learning spreadsheets and, you know, running your, I mean, all of these things can fall into some bucket that is creatively fulfilling.
Yes.
And it doesn't all look like one thing. And so right. I, at one point, thought that I was like mourning the, or maybe not even mourning because I didn't really ever let it go, but sort of like, you know,
saying goodbye.
Hesitant to like let go. Yeah, to like hesitant to enter into a new chapter. And then I realized that it can actually be even more creatively fulfilling. Mm-hmm. It just comes in a different form.
Well, I think you have more control over it. I think you have more control over it.
That was a big part of it for me. And the older I get, the more I think like willing I am to own that.
Yeah.
I grew up in a business that dictated everything, right? Yeah. It dictates what you're supposed to look like, mm-hmm. how you're supposed to, you know, behave. And of course, now in 2024, things are a little bit different because, you know, we've seen many movements pass now that have been recognized that support, you know, women in a different way, which is yep. amazing. But, you know, 20 years ago when I was starting out in this business, there were a lot of things that were different. And, yep. you know, even like just going through years of media training and like learning, you know, how to carry yourself and what you should say. And if you, you know, act a certain way, you'll be more likable. And if you play certain roles, then maybe you'll have a better chance at being seen as, you know, a certain kind of human because people can't disassociate you from a character that you play. And so you wanted to be very careful that, you know, I was typecast at a very, very young age because I was playing like all these really bad girls. And then, you know, found myself even in my teenage years trying to defend like, wait, I'm not that girl. I played that girl. But, you know, it was really hard for people to disassociate me from the characters I was playing.
It's called being a great actor, by the way. But it also in interviews and things, you don't never want to be perceived as being difficult, right?
Right. Difficult. Yeah. You don't want to challenge. And I was, if anyone, you know, listening has followed even, or even anyone on the back end of your podcast, you know, has known me since I was young, not being exactly who I am, was very difficult for me. I always wanted to show up. I didn't know another way except showing up as my authentic self. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, that got me in trouble if I was challenging, mm-hmm. you know, someone or something or questioning why I, you know, had to, you know, dress a certain way or look a certain way. And quite frankly, when it comes down to what you were just saying, which is having more control, I didn't feel like I could really function or fully realize myself or my life if I was in a position where other people got to determine or dictate my level or define my level of success in mm-hmm. whatever that may be, you know, and you work in an industry for a long time that makes it very clear what success is and what it isn't, right?
Yep.
It's pretty easy to know when you're an actor how you define success. And I really wanted the challenge of stepping outside of that and saying, okay, I'm going to start over completely. And I'm
which
going
is terrifying,
to...
no?
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Terrifying. What if I fail? What if I leave something and, you know, and you're forgotten? And so then how do you step back into that world? You know, what if it's offensive that I said, you know, I'm pausing in this world to go try something new? What if nobody believes in what I believe in the same way that I do? And, you know, there's so many things that are scary. I also didn't have a conventional education, and we can talk about that too, but I do, you know, I consider myself a lifelong student, and I was constantly going back to school because I left school early. I had this fear that
your life would pass by.
Yeah. And just that I wouldn't, you know, like not having that level of education, you know, whatever that sort of standard was that I set for myself, was something that I was always chasing. And so, you know, it's been a blessing in disguise because I've adopted this mentality of like just being a lifelong student of everything. I will never be a teacher. I will always be a student. I think that that's, you know, I hope that I'll instill that in my kids too. Like, you find something that you're passionate about, keep learning and keep reading and keep. I watched my grandfather, who was, you know, one of the most celebrated and wonderful doctors, you know, definitely, you know, in this country, but maybe even globally. And I watched, you know, until he was in his 90s, he would sit and research and read and study. And he was a student until the end, even though he was one of the best doctors. And that's kind of how I view everything that I feel passionate about. I want to keep learning.
I think it's the healthiest thing to do, because I think it's the only way to actually get better at anything. Because if you go, you know, I interviewed this girl recently, and she had just done a first job out of college for a year. And I said, well, how come you're ready to leave? She said, I just feel like I know everything now about this. And I literally was like, red flag, red flag. Because I was like, I don't know all of anything about anything. Like, that's not a possible statement, right? And so I think, to your point, the minute you accept that we're still constantly learning, I think it's very peaceful, actually. Because you keep allowing things to come in and make you better at what you do. And I think for you, it's so interesting because, you know, from the outside, people would say, oh, well, Nikki has clearly mastered this and now she's ready for a next chapter, right? And I think, right? But like, it's funny because it's like you went from acting to like all these other things, as you said, not a formal full education. I like to talk about that very often on the pod because it's a common thread with some of the most extraordinary people I've ever met, male or female, that have not had a traditional education in any way. And I always say, like, I went through college, but I grew up in college. But as far as college, like, if my parents said you can go to work now, I would have done that. 100% I would have done that. And I will always stand by that there is no one way to do anything in this life. And I think education, we're seeing more and more with our children. Everyone learns differently. Everybody responds differently. There's neurodiversity. There's this, there's that. That is the beauty of where we are now. And I don't think anyone should ever pass judgment on anyone. And the thing that does upset me is that the common thread with many people I know, that they're like, well, I didn't go to college. It's almost like a defense. And yet I think they use life as their school forever. And we all do. So, I mean, you're still learning. You became a jewelry designer. I've never seen you without a camera in your hand. You have a million different hats that you wear because you're this beautiful, brilliant, creative person. But I think that, like, with all of these things, now being a parent and living your life on your terms, I'm very curious, like, when you were coming up, even in acting, were women good to you? Like, who was, I guess what I'm saying is, like, I was very challenged by women. They did not want me to succeed, which is part of why I started Climbing in Heels, because I'm like, hey, I love women. I have incredible women around me. We can only make women even better by continuing to support them, right?
Well, you know what you're doing? You're doing something so extraordinary, because then you're breaking a cycle that has existed in your own life, which is all we can ever hope to do.
Try to.
Which is so wonderful. I laughed when you said camera, because actually I work literally 16 hours a day, but in the middle of the day on Tuesdays, I actually go to a photography class because I'm a student forever, as I just said.
Yes.
I was realizing when you said that I haven't done my homework from last week's class. And I'm like such a tight.
I didn't say you had to be a good student, by the way. I didn't say you had to be a good student.
I am.
I'm terrible. I'm a terrible student.
So I wait. Just need to make sure that everything is okay here. So I have to say I had a very different experience to what you're describing. And I also think that we create our own reality. And that's kind of the message that I always like to think about and put out there, which is we also can choose what we want to see. And you're doing a beautiful job of changing the narrative right now from what maybe you experienced. Mm-hmm. And I grew up, you know, in a very sort of non-traditional scenario where I had my mother and my mother has supported me in everything I've wanted to do since the beginning and, you know, yes. believed in me, you know, definitely more than I've believed in myself. And then a lot of women around her that kind of stepped in this sort of, I don't know, like
motherly, sisterly, you
know, like commune-y type yeah. of way of raising kids where my mm-hmm. mom had best friends around her that really, she was a single mom. And so all those women kind of came in to, you know, mother in a sense. And then I was really fortunate to have some very strong, very intelligent, very driven women around me that, you know, even if it was a little bit unconventional, like what the dynamics were, you know, like for example, Catherine Hardwick, who at one point was my father's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we continued a relationship long after they broke up. And then her and I, you know, we wrote 13 together and she directed 13. And so that is an example of like just strong, amazing, intelligent women around me that really gave me the opportunity to see things through a different lens, took me to museums or to, you know, my mom was working full time and raising two kids. And so it takes a village and that village, it's so hard. And that village. So I also think it's like kind of what we choose to see in a sense, because I could probably give 1,000 examples if I, you know, wanted to think about that of, you know, things that maybe I had seen just growing up in this industry. Mm-hmm. And there were always conversations around in media, you know, let's say about women being pitted against each uh-huh. other. But I literally told myself in my brain that I cannot fuel that narrative. I don't want to fuel that narrative. Smart. I want to see that women are good to each mm-hmm. other. And I want to not only surround myself with that, but create that reality. So I think we can do that, and we can be that example for our children and for, you know, our friends. And we just have to continue showing up. Like when I launched Buy You With Love, mm-hmm. not to talk about business, but just for
I want to talk about business.
The whole, obviously I love, you know, what we create, but also there was a whole part of that mission. Like we are a mission driven business that was about supporting other female makers and yep. female founders in the same way that you, you know, took me under your wing and said, hey, I want to give you a really incredible opportunity because yep. this is what we do within my company. And yep. we have those chances every single day with women, whether it's something as big as like what you have done or, you know, maybe what I'm doing with different, you know, cross-pollination with different female founders or something as small as just picking up the phone, you know, to a woman in your life who you love that might need, you know, that might need you for a minute, that mm-hmm. might need your support or your ear or your presence yeah. or whatever. So anyway, not to like wax poetic on that, but
no,
we create our reality.
But I think, but I want to touch on that because I actually think that that's a very important point for all of us is sort of like, it's not like blinders or earmuffs. It's sort of like, no. I'm actually like not spending time on this negativity that's trying to be thrown at me. I'm not engaging in that. And I'm actually just going to take the good, right? Because I think that's important. And I think we can't control sort of what happens to us. We can only control how we deal with it and how we choose to take it in, right?
We can also control what we let into our field. So I would even say that we could expand on that and say we can't control what happens.
Right.
But we maybe can control what happens to us by virtue of like what we choose to let into our field, right? Yeah. Like we have a conscious choice to not let certain things come through. Like, silly example, but you know, I know that I've seen you talk a little bit about this on social media, just like sometimes that world can be sort of like a spiral of, you know, all kinds of things, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's chatter or gossip or negativity or this or that. We get to choose how we participate in that space, and we also get to choose what we let in. So once I had that switch that flipped, once I had that like epiphany, which was, gosh, I mean, you know, I was coming out of like, you know, some of the, you know, most like pop culture-y, you know, films, I guess, of our lifetime.
Yeah. Twilight, also the casual. Can I throw that? Can I throw the Twilight bomb? I mean, can I just like that? I think maybe one of the biggest film phenomenons in like pop culture history, I think. I mean, I'm sure it's broken. I don't know actually, but I can make an assumption that it's broken every pop culture record in history. I don't even know how you come out of that. The thing is, like, I think with things like that, it's a little bit like it goes back to like Beatlemania, right? Or like, you know, when I first started, I worked with like the Backstreet Boys and Britney, and like there was that like insanity of like, and I think it's interesting that I think without question, people that come out of those experiences, I think you almost, while grateful, I think crave peace a little bit, right? I mean, like peace and maybe privacy, but it's not without gratitude, I guess. I think it's like you take from these experiences, right? Like how do you, because I feel like now when I think of you, I think of peace. I think of someone who is living this, I don't want to say fairy tale because fairy tale seems not real. I think you live a very, very real life. And I think also because I know you personally, you wouldn't have it any other way. But to me, you seem so peaceful, calm, and wise. But I think part of that comes from so much experience and wisdom of like trial and error within yourself, if that makes sense.
I don't want to burst the bubble of all the amazing things you just said, but
I am so not at peace.
No, example of, this is such an example too of like where like our perception too of my gosh, I don't share a lot of like personal
things. You are very private. Yes.
I'm very private. And so because of that, you know, we let people in on a side of ourselves that, I mean, not to get too real here, but it's just like who I am. Yeah. But we let people in on a side of ourselves that we feel connected to, but also a side of ourselves that we aspire to lean into and be, you know?
Of course.
And the truth of the matter is my life is so chaotic that I crave that peace and that like, and I want to manifest that and call it in. And so in those moments where I have that tranquility or that clarity or that peace, I maybe share, you know, snippets of that. But like, I always laugh thinking about what life actually looks like my office right now. Well, I guess it looks pretty peaceful behind me because you can't see anything going on there. But, you know, I work 16 hours a day. I'm working 7 days a week. I'm in the grind. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm running two companies. I'm running one company and I'm a co-founder of another, which is, you know, essentially, you know, you're in the grind, even if I'm not running it.
It's brutal.
I'm in the grind.
And brutal good, but multiple, still brutal.
Yeah. And then I work with other companies and I have other jobs because I don't pay, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you're not paying yourself through your companies. And so then you wake up one day and you go, wait a second, I've got six jobs I'm juggling and I didn't even learn how to juggle. So like, how do I do this? And then I do a really good job sometimes of saying, that's it. I need a moment. I'm going to turn off my phone. I don't care that I've got 7,000 emails that are coming in because I don't like the feeling of I have to catch up when I wake up in the morning and catch up when I go to sleep at night. We're never caught up. Like I hate the hamster wheel and I hate feeling anxious.
Yep.
And so then I just sort of like wash my hands and say, that's it. I'm shutting down for a second. And those are the moments that maybe you see because I'm not necessarily like putting the grind out there. But, you know, I'm so in the grind and I crave that peace. Now,
I feel it though. I feel it in your writing though. I feel it. I do, because here's the thing. This is how I perceive it. Like, if I didn't know you, what I would perceive is she's very private, but she's basically telling us very calmly her life is mental. Everyone's sick in the house. She's been in a sick grind for 3 weeks. She's juggling multiple businesses that she's trying to build or investing in, also trying to live out her passions, also trying to be a good wife, also trying to be good to herself. But then you find those moments, because I actually think that there is a gift in being able to stop. Because that is, to me, has always been the absolute biggest challenge. And then when I stop, it's because I got really sick or, like, you know, something happened. And so I think it's sort of like, I know what you're doing because I live what you're doing. And so I get it. But at the same time, I think you've been able to carve out in your life the you time for, because you know that for your mental and physical health, and as a mother, we have to do that, right? Like, we have to do
that.
Did
you get really sick?
I did. In just before I had my first son, I was working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week for what, 15 years straight without a break. No weekends, no whatever. Missed everything important. And then I got vertigo, very, very serious vertigo for like a full year. Like, I couldn't drive a car.
I had vertigo this year for 4 months.
So you know.
Yeah.
It's
I do. That's I was wondering what you
worst.
Went through.
It,
yeah,
it
you know
me.
What the body so there's a reason why statistically women get autoimmune diseases at a far greater rate than men do. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why, you know, so the body talks, right?
Loudly.
And we think about like disease. Well, it kind of starts as a whisper.
Yes.
And we don't listen.
No.
And it starts by saying, like, you know, hey,
chill.
You know, you've been getting, you know, colds a little bit more frequently, or maybe you've got some insomnia, or that's weird. You've got this like lower back pain and you can't put your finger on exactly what it is, or digestive problems, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, the body starts to whisper and then we don't listen, right? That's part of it. Mm-hmm. And then it gets louder and then it gets louder. And then you wake up one day with debilitating vertigo, as you did for a year, and you don't know where to turn. And it's the most humbling thing.
Yes.
To be brought to your knees, literally. No option except to listen.
Yep. That's true.
And, you know, I've been in that moment. So it's really like it's very, the timing right now is really, it's not lost on me.
No.
Let me tell you.
And it debilitates you.
Yeah. Where I go, how much can you grind? How much can you be in it? How do we set women up in this society to have, you know, it's interesting, like you look at the evolution of, you know, the woman's journey in society, in the home, and how that's been sort of redefined, and how we went from one end of, you know, this pendulum to the other with, you know, working and careers and being career driven and all that's amazing. And then you have this burning desire to be fully career driven and also be a fully devoted parent and a fully devoted partner. And you start looking at all the hats you're wearing. And then the thing that's happened is that we've really glorified that because no one has wanted to kind of like stand up and go, wait a sec, but is this health? Like, are we healthy also at the same time? Because of course it feels good to be able to do it all. And in many ways, women are sort of built and designed to, you know, I mean,
keep it coming.
We give birth, damn it.
Yeah, that, by the way, and enough said.
Human, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So we're designed sometimes to be able to just keep things together, that keep the home together, keep the, you know, kids are sick for, you know, they're coming to mama, and mm-hmm. you're sick, you're still a mama, uh-huh. and you're still showing up to work, and you're still. So at some point, I do hope that the conversation shifts to just a gentle landing place for women to say, hey, can I do it all? And is it okay if I can't?
Right.
You know, like,
yes.
Where does that land? Does it have to be when we wake up with, you know, an autoimmune disease or debilitating vertigo or whatever it may be? So it was interesting because I was calling all of my doctors, and granted, I was, you know, like two, 3 months postpartum when my vertigo started, and it was like a massive hormone shift anyway. So they were trying to figure out, you know, what it was, but sure. I was having my blood drawn and they're like, but your hormones are pretty balanced. And how are you feeling otherwise? And I'm like, well, is that a real question? Cause there's a lot going on right now.
You know what I mean? That's a real loaded question.
I didn't take off work. You know, in my first, I was like, okay, I can really do this. And so I don't feel like I need to. So with my second, I had that, you know, humbling moment of being like, well, what is going on in our country where we're not setting up women for success by giving them, you know, the paid leave that they deserve and the support system that they deserve. And we don't set them up with, you know, nutritional foundation or, you know, free and paid for doula care or postpartum care or any support system at all, actually.
Babe, it's the Wild West for us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hello, United States of America. We have a lot to improve in this area. Like, how yes. are we having this conversation when you look at other countries that give people 6 months, both partners, by the way, mother and father, of paid time off and a support system and access to a midwife or a doula to help you transition into what is not only the most important journey of, you know, your lifetime or one of, let's say. I consider it to be the most important journey of my 1,000%. Lifetime. But not only that, we're not thinking about the societies that we're building as a result of not having that care. When you have a mother that doesn't have that support, that obviously is trickled down into whether it's through literally the levels of cortisol in her body that's mm-hmm. being transferred through breast milk into yep. your baby, or whether it's just the sort of emotional fragility. And that, you know, and women going back to work and, you know, babies, you know, not having that, you know, the time that they deserve with their mother and mothers not having the time they deserve with their babies. Anyway, I just feel like there's so much to be said about ambition and also about the, you know, that side of things and how much we put on our plates and how much is expected of us as women. But then at the same time, just looking at, you know, this country and society and how we have not been able to set women up for success in their journey into motherhood. And then, you know, the result of that.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And I think, I it's hard to say because I think some people try to give us grace and we don't take it. I think it's both. I think there's a guilt that we carry about like, oh no, I got this. No, I can do both. I can totally do both. And then to your point, it's societal. It's like, why, at what point do we feel it's okay to say, okay, guys, we actually can't do it all, right? Like, and is that okay too? Because my friend, very successful friend who founded Net-a-Porter, like literally she's one of my, she's like a magical human being, an incredible mother and all the things. And, you know, she has since like sold it 10 years ago and the whole thing, but has gone on to do really big things. But she said to me once, like, is it okay if we just say we can't do it all? Because I actually think that's okay. Why is it okay that men don't have to do it all, but we have to choose to do it all or not have a career or not have kids? Or is it okay to yield on one day and one another day? You know, and we had this real conversation about it. And it was really fascinating to me because she's one of my greatest like mentors, right? And so it's you know, there's those people in your life where you fall on words, right? You fall on what they say. And the way she said it was so like matter of fact, but yet felt like, we do have to do it all. What are you talking about? Like, you know, and so I think it's to
that's
your point.
The conditioning. Right. That's the conditioning. Right. Yeah.
So, but yeah. I think what's important now is that we can navigate our paths to not just what makes us happy and fulfilled, that we live whatever our measure of success is, right? But that you stay at this point, because I consider you to be in phase two or phase three. God only knows. You've had a lot of phases. I don't know. I'm in phase God. I don't know what phase I'm in either, by the way. But you still feel like you touch all the things, right? But I feel like you've had, to me, you have so much wisdom for such a young person. Like you feel like you've lived a bunch of lives, but I also feel, as you said, you're still a student and you're very humble and very gracious, but at the same time I feel like you're very clear on what's important and drives you the most in your life. And obviously we know that's kids and family, but you are doing what makes you happy now, right? And so I think you're creating businesses and supporting businesses that you so firmly believe in, right? But that does not protect you from the insanity of being an entrepreneur. And it's, you know, I want to talk about that for a second, because I always like to sort of ask, like, what are the things, because again, there are common threads with entrepreneurs. What are the things that scare you the most in your work? And what are the things that sort of excite you the most? You know, like what are the things that you're like, you go to sleep like, what if? Like, this isn't working. I'm not sure people are understanding this. I'm not like, or aren't there those things?
Let's think. Well, I guess when you have your head down and you're in the work, I try so very hard to not let fear kind of like dictate the path, because you almost have to like be blinded to it a little bit just so that you can be crazy enough to continue to believe in your dreams, right?
Totally.
But, you know, with Bayou, for example, so I self-fund the company. I've never taken a dollar of outside money. And
bless.
That might seem like an easy thing to do if maybe somebody just assumes
it's
you have
so hard.
Endless resources. But let me just say, like, I have worked very, 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 very hard. And whatever you see online, you know, when you look at someone's net worth is not true. I don't know if anyone knows that, but those numbers are all just fabricated on Google.
It's the most ridiculous thing.
The most ridiculous thing. Yes. Like, you can Google, what is someone's net worth? And it says some weird number that you go, wow, I wish that were, I don't even know what you're talking about. So I work, and when I work and I get paid from jobs, I self-fund that money, then funds my business. And, you know, I have to balance that, right? Because I'm also responsible for a lot. I have a life that I pay for. And I also, you know, I take care of and help, of course, you know, family, and got two children. And so anyway, there's a lot of pressure. And I suppose that could be one fear that continues to pop up is,
sure.
you know, making sure that you're managing money properly as a woman. Because also another thing, like, I'm not one to give unsolicited advice, but I will just say right here that as a woman, if there's one skill I wish that, you know, someone had just instilled in me at a young age. It's Same. Managing money. And I had, Same. You know, I learned that and I learned it on my own. But I learned it by being taken advantage of, by not knowing how to read, you know, bank statements and ledgers and accounts and QuickBooks, and not knowing how to ask the questions or trusting, you know, trusting people to help me do things that, you know, I should have done myself. And so I learned, I would say I was 15 years old when I learned that lesson the hard way. And so that's one thing for sure. So that's a fear. You know, I am the founder and also the CEO of my business. And so I'm making a lot of big decisions.
Buy you with love.
Sure that I am buying
with love. Plug,
plug. Yeah. And now Ian and I have launched the Absorption Company, which I am so very excited about. And
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that. Well, first, rewind for 1 second. So Bayou with Love, in case someone listening does not know about it, it is a, well, I would like you to explain actually, because I don't want to speak about it.
So we were the first jewelry company, to my knowledge, that's my disclaimer, but the first jewelry company to use 100% recycled gold from recovered technology through our partnership with Dell Computers to make fine jewelry. So right now we really specialize on bridal and engagement. That's sort of our, you know, our passion area, if you will. But, you know, we have over 300 pieces to choose from, and it's certainly not all bridal right now on the site alone. And we also have a really nice selection of curated products from other female founders and makers that's outside of the jewelry space. Just because of what we spoke about earlier, I really believe in cross-pollinating and using any platform that I have, if you will, whatever you want to call that thing that we've all been working so hard to build, to support other women in their work. So,
And it's gorgeous.
We use diamonds that are grown with solar energy or hydropowered diamonds. We offer the option to all of our customers and clients, and using repurposed and recycled metals. So that is Bayou with Love. And I will tell you, the level of joy and inspiration and creativity being a part of a business that is quite literally involved in the, you know, the moment of like most potent and pure love. It's such a joy to work with people, with our clients who come to us at this amazing moment in their life where they're about to get married, and you're a part of that joy, and you're a part of, people want to wear things that are a reflection of their morals and their ethos. And Bayou, you know, when you're considering the planet and what you wear, and that becomes about, you know, that's part of your story, people no longer want to just wear things. They want to wear things that they're proud of, that are a reflection of who they are, that they want to talk about in front of their future children, that they're, you know, dreaming about at that, you know, at that table. And it's really, I'm so proud of our little company, and I love being a small business, and I love the women on our team. We have an amazing team of, gosh, 10 now, and that's such an incredible feeling too, to be a part of their story. So that is Bayou with Love. Thanks for asking, because you have
so
been
good.
A big supporter, and I put on all my sparkles for you today.
So good. Don't think I haven't been staring at your necklace the whole time, by the way. I don't even, because
I put on some sparkles. I've got these for you. These are new crown pieces.
Ooh,
that I thought you
love that.
I love the idea of like stacking things and being able to kind of like add to the story, you know? And so that's what this new crown collection is all about, is like, you can keep adding to your story, you know?
It's gorgeous. It's getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty soon I see you and you're like, it's weird. It's coming off.
I can't bend my finger anymore. I can't. Okay, so Absorption. So tell me about that, because I recently got Absorption and there was no note and no anything. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? It's amazing. I had no idea. And then I found out a couple days ago it was yours. And I was like, well, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, no, that was a mistake. I'm so sorry about that.
Listen, it probably
fell
off. Well,
here, I'll tell you about it here. So here it comes. Okay, so the Absorption Company. In a nutshell, here we go. We have a piece of patented technology that takes lipophilic material and turns it into a water-soluble powder, and I'll explain that in a second. Okay. And in the process of that, the size of these nanometric of these particles are reduced to nanometric particles. And when you reduce the size of a particle, you actually increase the surface area, making it 500% more bioavailable. So let's talk about that for a second. I have been obsessed with absorption and bioavailability and bioaccessibility for years because I, like you and what you were talking about.
I obsess over nano, what do you call it? Nanobiosuticals.
Nanometric particles?
Nanometric particles. I think about them every night, actually. But tell me.
I was, you know, going through a sort of mystery illness for a long time and was the – I was the sort of person that the marketplace targets for supplements, right? Like I bought everything under the sun and nothing worked. And I was chasing solutions for this sort of mystery illness that I had been experiencing for over 3 years and nothing was working. And so, you know, when we came across this technology and our co-founders that we partnered with that own this technology, this was the first aha moment for me where I went, we need people to absorb what they take. And I don't know if you know this, but you pee out over 80% of your supplements that you take.
Oh, yeah.
And that is actually, it's actually higher than that. So that's a sort of conservative number. And that was shocking to me. And I was like, wait a second. So I'm being marketed to all day long because I'm desperate to find a solution and none of it is working.
Right.
Okay, then we're going to create it. And so now we have this amazing opportunity to take, you know, to actually build out through this, through our specific ingredient list and using this proprietary technology to create and increase this increased bioavailability, which is 5X. It's 500% more bioaccessible.
Wow.
This is the solution. And I believe that people deserve to feel good. I want to feel good.
It feels so simple, but yet it's really not.
It's really not simple. I mean, we're being sold things all day long that don't work. And really, that's frustrating to me. Like, I work hard and I want the money that I am spending on things to work. I want it
to
work.
And they're so expensive, by the way. Like, even
in
just
general,
vitamins.
Supplements are.
Yes.
Right. So the beauty of like, let's take, for example, I mean, I have stuff on my desk because I already have, you know, things out. So let's just open like. Well, I'm drinking Calm right now, by the way, but Restore, which is like,
kids.
You know, if you're looking at like a hydration, so like here's our Restore, there you go. So if you're looking at like what would be in a typical, you know, hydration stick and you're thinking about, okay, electrolytes and, you know, magnesium, and then you're looking at our Restore and you've got, you know, Capsoil vitamin C. So that's our technology that Capsoil is our proprietary technology. And then you've got folate. So you've got B vitamins, you've got methylcobalamin, you've got niacin, you've got magnesium, you have, of course, sodium, potassium, but then you have things like alpha GPC, which is good for cognitive function. And you have liposomal glutathione and CoQ10. And you're thinking about this. And in order to put this packet together, I would have to buy a liquid IV. And then I would have to buy you know, like a liposomal vitamin C packet. Let's talk about that in 1 second and what that is. You would have to put together 10 packets into one and you'd be spending $15 a stick. Who can afford to do that? So we've created, it's like an all-in-one, all of our supplements are actually multi-use case. So it's not just, okay, great, take this and you're getting a vitamin C boost. We wanted these to be, you know, for multi-use case. So that is the absorption company.
That's
and,
so
you know,
exciting.
Have you ever taken or tried to give your kids like liposomal glutathione or anything?
No.
It's like that. It's sort of like jet, like kind of, so it's bound to a fat. So that's what that lipophilic. Have you ever like squeezed a goopy
have
packet
you listened
into
to
water?
Yourself? Have you listened to yourself? Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki has just become a full doctor. She has gone from acting to jewelry designer to now I don't want to call you a doctor because I know you're going to get all defensive about that. But I feel like
health
you are
and wellness is my passion area.
A health and wellness authority. Who is?
I don't know that I can wear that crown.
I'm gonna give it
but
to
I'm
you.
But I'm definitely very.
I'm climbing in heels. I'm giving you the crown, okay? Because this is my pod, and I can crown you.
I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning, still reading medical journals, and I have for the last decade, and it's really my passion area. That is true, but I don't know that I'm an authoritative figure. Or a teacher because I'm a student forever. But just going on that really quickly, it's almost impossible to get those things even into our children because, and even for ourselves, like to take liposomal supplements, it comes in a goo and then you put it in the bottom of your, you know, it goes into water and then you kind of have to take it like a shot and it's sort of like swallowing like an egg yolk. Like you just have to like get it down.
You are talking to the person about, who would never do that.
Exactly, which is why you'll love these because we can take that lipophilic material and we can actually turn it into a water soluble powder. So I mean, you need a lot more water than this, but just to give you an example. So like you open a pack and then you pour, like it's a powder, right?
Okay.
And then you stir, which I don't have a spoon or anything.
Can
right
you like blend it with ice and make it like a frozen thingy?
You can, but it's delicious without that because
I was going to ask you does this taste good? Because that's all that matters to me.
If you wanted a mocktail out of this, my favorite thing is like you could put like a little sparkling water and a sprig of mint on top and you've got a mocktail and it's delicious, but it's delicious without it.
Can you pour like some vodka in it?
Sure, if you want to. If you want to go there, you can.
You totally use this with like gin or like some champagne or like
you totally can
feel like a nice mimosa. I feel like
I'm drinking these. I am so addicted. It's one thing to make something that you believe in, and then it's another thing to make something that you believe in that's also just so damn good
that you actually just like want to drink it because I actually would love it. And so
can
I'm gonna do
some?
Whatever
can
you tell
drink
me
some right now. Where is it? Why, is it in your house?
It's in my house, but I can't. Okay. If I leave, then I can't talk to you. But when
then
I
you can't
when
come back. Okay.
But when we're done, when we're done, no, I drink
Are
tea.
You a coffee drinker?
Tea.
Okay, so
tea.
I'm not. I gave up all caffeine.
Oh, Jesus.
And coffee 5 years ago because I was tired of like the crash. I was like on 5 cups a day and who wants to do that?
Right.
And then I went to really strong tea and then
that's
I was
what
like,
I
wait,
do.
I'm just replacing one thing
sure.
with another. And
sure.
So,
but mine is the acid reflux. When you do tea instead of coffee, it's better.
Okay.
For your
then
stomach.
Today you're going to take the energy. Okay. Yeah. That is true. Although we can talk about coffee quality and why it feels so acidic in your body.
Yeah.
But, if you take the energy supplement today, I want immediate feedback from you because you will not have a spike and a crash because it's a balanced profile. So you have nanometric caffeine and then you have natural caffeine
So I can have these every day.
Coffee beans. Sorry, I was having a brain fart. But you can also like look at this whole profile of like balancing this out where you've got like even tryptophan. That's like my favorite part of our caffeine, of our energy supplements that you've got caffeine and tryptophan. So you're sort of like in this coasting space. You know what tryptophan is?
Yeah, yeah. It makes you sleepy.
So that's
allegedly, that's the thing they talk about on Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving, right? Yeah, that's where you hear that. It's true, but it's actually just it has a calming property. So you're balancing out your caffeine with your calming properties, and it makes this like I'm telling you, Rach. I'm not even kidding. When you launch a company and it's, you know, there's a public figure component to it, maybe you expect there to be just sort of some kind of, I don't know, just
bullshit.
The squeaky wheel. Well, yeah, maybe that too. That's funny that you say that. But I was saying, yes, but I was saying, although Ian and I are like, so the real deal in this.
Oh, please. I'll take anything you tell me to take. Anything you or Ian tells me to buy or take, or I will do it because you're the healthiest looking person. Your skin is dewy. You're all glowy. You like ride horses in a field. You like do all these things that are in nature. And like, to me, you are this very real, you are living authenticity of your brand and all the things that you stand behind and support. And I think, listen, for better or for worse, I think that's the thing about building a brand, right? It has to be true to you, right? So for all the ridiculousness of myself, it's like, I am who I am, right? Like, so this new mob wife thing, I'm like, mob wife, why is this getting a title now? Like, I've been dressing this crazy for my whole life. I'm so confused. But okay, I'm here for it. But this mob wife is totally going to be done with this podcast and go drink Restore or whichever one you tell me to drink. And then I'm going to text you and be like, I'm going for a hike now because I feel like a new person. I believe whatever you tell me. I do. Because I also don't think you'd ever lie about anything to save your life. So there's that.
I mean, it is of all the things that get sort of thrown, you know, in the space of like, can you endorse this or right. can you? And the answer 9 times out of 10, honestly, is no from me. Like any of the sort of brand, you know, deals that you might totally. See yep. are all things that these are products that I actually, and Absorb is my company. So that's not what I'm referring to, but I'm saying anything else you ever yes. see me share.
Post, yes.
It's because I've actually found that brand or that company. I'm already using them, yep. researching, then using, and then I'm reaching out to the company and saying, hi, I'm a customer. Do you want to work together? Yeah. That's how that goes. It's not totally. The other way around. Like right. I'm never sitting there going, sure, why don't you pay me to talk about something? It just, that's not how I can do business, because genuinely in this space, especially in the health and wellness space, this is my whole area of passion. Yeah. As you can probably tell.
Listen, you know, my team makes fun of me. It's like if someone says like, oh, how would you wear this? And somehow or another, like 40 minutes later, I have an answer of the, because it's like what it's sort of, you're not thinking, it's what comes out of your head and your soul, because it's what you know and really want to share with other people and believe in so much, right? I mean.
Yeah. And it goes back to what you were talking about a second ago too, just with like, how to build a business and areas of education and all these things and how, what that intersection is. Firstly, I think that the best and most successful businesses come from a place, from a real story.
Yeah.
And when you are living and breathing that story, and then you create something out of the necessity from that story,
yep.
from your life journey yep. or that area of passion, then there's bound to be other people that are experiencing the need or the want for that too, because exactly it's your right. real story, and humans all have very similar stories. It's I've
true.
Realized.
It's true.
We're all having the same experience with different circumstances, you know, in different areas, but it's the human journey. So there's that. And then also just back to education for a second, child-led learning is so beautiful because, you know, we're now in a society where we've put everybody into this kind of like cookie cutter mold and box, right? Yep. The same curriculum here. Every child has to learn at the same pace, learn the same curriculum, and then what? Become the same human? I mean, I don't know how everybody has a different way of experiencing and learning in that sense. And so child-led learning is so beautiful because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, which is like Mozart. Like, how do you think Mozart would have done if we had like decided that there was like standardized learning and curriculum,
or Albert Einstein, any of them? Yes.
Einstein, we people get to become their genius and realize their genius when we as parents or friends or, you know, or, you know, in our communities see that there is an area of passion, and then we allow people to lean into that.
Yep.
And we have to do that with our kids, and we have to do that with our friends, and we have to do that, you know, just, I think that that's a really important thing because, you know, we're born with whatever our, maybe our gifts are.
Yes.
And then we have to nurture those gifts. And maybe that person that has that gift is never going to, you know, like excel in like
science
literature because their brain is in a you know, they were meant to be, you know, a structural engineer. And we have to figure out how to recognize that and then give them the gift of that support.
I agree. I mean, it's my greatest wish as I've been raising two kids now, 10 and almost 13, that all
of this country and beyond starts to recognize that every child is gifted and every child has a superpower. And that's not how we grew up. We grew up in this, like, you learn math at this age, you learn this is what you learn in fourth grade, this is what you learn. It's the most insane, archaic system, and that is not reality. And I think we're seeing, and again, it goes back to the pandemic of, like, seeing what our kids actually are, right? Because we had them at home for learning. And I think that,
that's right. That's beautiful.
You know, and so I think that as adults, we can navigate our path now, right? But as kids, you have people navigating it for you. So I think it's now up to us.
You have a system also navigating it for you.
Yes.
Not just people, but a system.
100%. But I think that you've now, in your different phases and in your life now, I want to know, I think, what are you most excited about now? And what's next for Nikki? Although you have 12 businesses. So I feel like now you have to just because you're so impressive and you're so real deal and you're all the good things, but you also are doing the juggle. So I think, you know, what is sort of the thing that is, you're like, okay, this is giving me total happiness and peace now, and this is what I'm excited for going forward? Or do you just try and live in this minute and be like, I don't freaking know, I don't know, this is what's happening right now, and tomorrow we'll see?
I think it's a combo of both. I'm living in the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
as it should.
Every second that goes by, you know, things shift and change, and I'm learning to be, you know, to surrender to that. And that's the greatest lesson of life, is surrendering to the flow, right? But I think what I'm most excited about right now is, honestly, building businesses that are good for the world, that are good for people, that can hopefully, you know,
Have impact.
Attract. Yeah. Yes. Have. Yes. Building businesses with impact.
Which,
and
they,
you know,
are.
We talk about that, you know, triple bottom line, you know, people, planet, and profit. And kind of in that order, right? It's like building businesses that encourage a better society, better individuals, better homes, and doing them in a way that's the least harmful to the environment that we possibly can. And then hopefully at the end of it all, being able to support your, you know, support your family through it.
But
that is, you have to live, but people, planet, and then profit. Mm-hmm. And I really just I've got,
did you make that up?
I'm really in a, no, I don't
I feel
think
like
so.
You might have.
That's Googleable.
I'm just kidding.
No, I think I borrowed that for, I definitely borrowed
it's
that.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
But, you know, that is all that I could hope for, is to be a part of something that maybe, you know, is able to impact society and move, you know, move people in a different way.
Well, you're doing it.
Than I was before.
It worked for me. It totally worked for me.
I think we spend more time together. Look at all these showering man compliments.
No, but I mean it. I mean it because I wouldn't have you on if I didn't. I think you are as real as they come. I just love and adore you, and I'll take anything you tell me to. I'll wear anything you tell me to.
Tell me?
Yes. Actually, I swear I'm literally going to do that right now because I could really use a boost. I did not sleep last night.
Okay, I want you to take the energy, and I want you to write me in 30 minutes.
I am. I love you madly. Give Ian a hug and a kiss for me. It's that time in the show when I answer two listener questions. So let's see what we have today. Okay, what app on your phone do you spend the most time on? Ooh, good question. I'm embarrassed. Instacart, Amazon, honestly, with my kids, StockX and Goat. Oh my God, I have so many apps. Waze, Photos, Starbucks, and then Goop for dinner.
Okay. Hope that answers the question. Can't pick just one. What shows are you looking forward to seeing from Paris Fashion Week? Oh, so many. Always Jean-Baptiste Valli is always a favorite. Valentino, Chanel, so many, honestly. But those are probably some of my top three, I would say. Okay, so don't forget to submit your questions for next week's episode. All you have to do is DM us your questions to @ClimbingInHeelsPod on Instagram, and I may just answer your question. Thank you so much to my friend Nikki for being on the pod today. She is so extraordinary. She's so incredibly positive, but she's also vulnerable and she's also real. But I would say that she has really tackled so many things in her life that she probably was very apprehensive about. And I think it's really difficult, especially as a woman, to pivot from being something so public and so recognized and so endeared by so many people, and going from a very, very public career to something that is also incredibly creative, but as she talks about, is a continuous student of her life and all the things she does in it at this point. Everything from being a mom, a CEO, a founder, an entrepreneur, and all of the fears and challenges and excitement that comes with it. But I will say that one thing I will always stand behind with very successful women is that you have to be authentic. You have to be authentic to who you are, to what your brand is, to what you stand for, and sort of live, eat, and breathe. But Nikki's amazing. I'm so impressed with her. I could have spoken to her for hours and hours and hours. I hope you loved this episode as much as I did. And check out Nikki's incredibly beautiful jewelry line, Buy You With Love, and now her latest venture, Absorb, which I will be drinking in the next 20 minutes. And don't forget to write a review wherever you get your podcasts. I love reading them. And while you're at it, follow me on @RachelZoe and @ClimbingInHeelsPod on Instagram for more updates and upcoming guest episodes and all things Kira Tour. I will see you next week. Mwah.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.